watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom Principles Against All Odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Chovesa, hallelujah, Randin Taltalangase El Noah, and Taltalangase Tukana and Antinena, and Taltalvika in Hawaii, Don Bulaminaka and the Singaminaka Nikoa. We can analyze it in the war to my Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Sebano, the Mana, Varro to my America, come to my Seattle, come to kaya na ngon iniviti imni do sar sar tumai serebi kay matawale antikara do mula na gawto ng ngon eh na siya binaga ni kuha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tal gasi na itini garandini kay mdo ng ngon eh do mula binaka may siyero. Hallelujah. Okay lang ni kita sabi ay kamatagat ka may laki kira mawike ni matau ni mula binaka eh na siya binaga ni weekend na warong tumai viti login tumai ni siya ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship. With this 1 hour, we belong to one church and we have one head, and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of Our Nation program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally, this program will be led by Randini Gasilebu, and I'll be cutting in and out, and the Sigmina Ganikua. After that, then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we are here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like, well, I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Rogers' daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular work can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Gasile has mentioned today, welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sana and Navusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodists, this is the moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion. And I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I received are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination. But they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the secular world. Good pay, but we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle or the kingdom, the end time financial or the against all odds, we are just trying. We want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying Ano ang kito kana lobster tiko? Tulong ay sinulo kana na lobster si Barway. Imela ko na magalaban tiko sa overflow. Amen. Amen. Because when you trust in God, hallelujah, He knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Hmm. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Yeah, you got to come and sing it. So na kai tu na no mo baka sa mai koloma langa tak. Na kaka na lomani no mo kavati elala mbeka na tanga ni flower, elala na wai wai, elala na freezer. E sa na kai tu imali ko kila na no mo rai. E singin do na kai tu kikia. Waka ko mai loma langa tak na zama na roti kito na do na mazawa. When I became a set to be kind of silly, no matter the singing echo, and the Saturmaya and the Kai Sanga weekend, the Samai Bakana Noma, Sakota Nomo Bakasa, my coat and a Nomo Coco, a coat and a Nomo Indu, Balatico Kilan, singing on a Kaitiko. In a dinner in a circle, I catch a weekend or Niko, Mendarukaku in New Gonga, and I come in the Rukani and singing Matak. You can't be to Niko and Yamataka and Nagazakataki choir. O iko bambout na nomu kalawe kalawe kwa kalawe mataka kalawe bi msinga kebe ni mataka. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of His words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. Kibakaraya na bangaranto na toa sanga kena toa. My understanding will tell me no chicken. Emeli, gakako lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. Oye kana mata ni lomo ni korere ni sanga ni lomo ge overritten baka sanga ge kabi kuna chiko. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning, do kabi rito na makumbungu. Ninda yan ramata kala lai, don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell Him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and listen. For them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for Him to go. Why? So He can allow His Holy Spirit to be yours and ours, to be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, He's there with you. Hallelujah. Na nanda lisa si nitu kuni rawa. Na senga senga nitu kuni rawa. Kwaya kwa edani program chiki na matakiko God of Nation against all odds, economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Na nanda kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Oko ogana sekano milabo, kwa mbulina ilabo, kwa mbulina kakedanga. Oh, hallelujah. Elabuna kaya, elakutala na fiakchi ngeyato mebibiko. Okoya, ekambula mbula mebibiko. Vambauti kwa manda. Vambauti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lalilai, kuni kundanda tubu. Emeni, sabakanda sabakanda mata malumulumutu haesenga nito miko okoviti esena. Emeni, wukibe kwa sabu, kwa sabu, kuni kumata malumulumutu kwa sinito miko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust Him. Trust Him, acknowledge Him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni sanga na lava, kwela sanga ni biti kureba. Vita leke sanga na lava. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu sanga na madaka kiko kabe mukanga yoko set. I'm good. Kakwa bakando ni bakamba kame yali na lomo, yali na lomo, yali na madaka daka sanga. Amen. Leva na daka daka. Do not entertain the love of money. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. When you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there. Because rightfully, it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically, you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically, you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God, you serve, call the dead to life. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. He called things that are not as though they are. You condemn it to go from this side right up to this side. Amen. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as they are. Kesangana love, call money. Kesangana talk, call talk. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be ours. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't worry, lala tu na bausi yananti nango.
Hallelujah.
Aurawa tanaka kela nga na bukoy Kristo. And don't uti ngori ni ko sa dia gumay na dagalaga yananti nango. Ausala gumay meraw na bula meraw mga lebusar. And don't uti ngori lala tu na kubate yananti nango.
Oh, hallelujah.
And don't uti ngori ni ko ay okoliadi turang ando wala tuawa. And don't uti ko yananti nango nungu kalo lebusa kama ibikoy na tuawa.
Hallelujah.
And don't uti ngori ni salala na kakana yananti nango multiply na flower bata kina waini. And don't uti ko na kako zuruma.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ekaot Elijah vi kwa na mara muni sarifadi. Mesaka ma indona keki. Tuna kwa sabosa na indona iluku flower. Kina wai wai sabola ilai. Ya, kwa vya maina kengu keki. Menanga inrolo tiko na wai wai. Kananga isaka ni wapi rao na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni leile na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni salile na wai wai. Endonu tiko ngori sa wututi ni kaka na nukania. Ya nandina ngo. My God is a prize of everything. My God, continue. My God is a God of provision. And then go go chera na kalosa pagarotaka. Na panino tuti kome na mukilau etara na 200. Ngayote runa mula sa rola na expenses 25,000. And don't we have $200 in our pocket? And don't we have we start with $200? Here nandino go e pagoti na kalosa 35,000. E kome we are because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah.
Religious. You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
How many? Na religious go. Hey, hotel tala si niba kote. Na religious. How many? Obiya ba kote ma yese sari katakata. Hallelujah. Kuni mga too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oy ko mo ba kandi na taki ko sa ko yuko sarang ako tapito gori. Oy ko tinang gori. Tari ko toka sa mo yuko tinang gori. Sa mga mga kulkul tunga ni ko lang may lotu. Sa nga mo yuko may kandi na may kandi na may. Nagaiti ko itembara na muna ni Vila ligi na muna ni Mingetta Maya. Amen. Kandi na may. Yuko mo kandi na may. Kandi na may. Ba kandi na taki ko may. Malto ko na muna hindi na. Ni ko ba kandi na taki ko na kalongo na hindi na ni Biko. Amen. Kuni mga tayo mo taki kerao. Kuni mga tayo wareo taki kerao. Ba kandi na tayo. Iko mo hindi na may. Amen. Sorry, minangan natin.
Hallelujah. Na Numbers 23:19, Ekavikendara na Chloe. It's a promise for everybody that is here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. Ooh. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything. Remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And if I can think about something, look at what I was tiko bata kana kalo ko kono bossa asa kalo ko kono bossa da vengan kani tiki ni bolo tabu kidan gore rabula era zenu tu zenu zenu. The breath of God is in on every verse, and that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man, hallelujah, to lie, the son of man to change my mind. Na kake do tukuna na kawaya lalaki na auna, make sure I have them. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your, in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. And Natalia is living in the clue. Nindo was. Amen. In one of the Solomon, I came in the boss, came in the Sangula, another way, did another way, another way, another way. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Kimini Sawaki about the Tunga Sanga, Kola Kanikala, you could see Ren Wakia. O Kongo, La Konga, no, 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 you know, your parents will fail you, school system will fail you,
yeah.
Work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again to the Numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I cannot reverse it. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. From God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ebatu ya na nondo bulokenda. Yena kalongo no. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Leba rere mena ni Methodist raka o leba na nondo tela sanga sanga na tela leba na ni tuba kambuta. Amen. Leba na kai zaka tu lo mani ministry go wili kina na voli ni TV station. Sanga ni tu ne lab. Amen. So if you're one of the men you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stages of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. He said, yes, what that has got to do with me. We heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the men you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is $50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry, Auntie Mary Davatinavala was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had $30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You'll see with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. 50%. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Na kokonga nomu zakazaka na lebuga nomu sadika ayana the other 50%. Kwaya sini ba yale ala. Sengi bi ibala ngala lete ke kero kero tala tete kero tala zakazaka kera. Amen. So kako ni kontambe mbavala mala maniko. Believe in this God and trust in this God. Because he's not a man to lie, no son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Bless to prosper you, never ever to harm you, to bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, there are a lot of things you have a mouthful to say. Close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In New Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. I am saying that condition, that we can not allow, that we are not able to. I cannot know masu, lolo, yeah. That can't be done. But if you go to the with the sun, that can't be done. But you can cancel that. You cannot know blessing. You can. We can say that we can not allow. So
we are not able to. So we are not able to. Sangue wato weekend and non ding ding ka weekend re voltambu ko sa roda non gobosa kada kabo kinen dona ka sa to matabuku sa to wato kinen do sa tara normale en andal ni wato e ke bga indo sa roda non gobosa ka sin da kabo kinen dona ka sa to matalilia sa to wato indo to mat sa tara normale en del ninuku ni na tauna uda do gonen do mbui na liona dangi na tamba kana vale goa ia en ambale sa kale una non ambale sa bi mbuli en weekend to rangel mara ma zorbo kinen ni lewa en abuno li bugo New Zealand na bosa ni kalwenda sa roda na lo motiko na tuvo garo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara bi nonda mula ena singo bina kani kwa ngingiri ngiri ngani ena namba sa tuku ni oti tuko ridake wakalunga teki kanda na turanga ena singo bina kani kwa ameni.